How about the word that's used for to talk about homosexuality?
Gay.
No, one begins with a Q.
Q.
The one that begins with a Q, yeah.
Queer.
Okay, would you ever use that in that sense?
No.
Alright. In other words, you would never say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts a little kind of queer?
I would use that in a sense with gay.
Okay, so in that sense, queer connotes homosexuality.
Yeah.
And would that be pretty much true with most of your peers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends how you used it. I'd say that'd probably be the first association that came to mind.
Okay, how would you use the word? I mean, use the word queer in a sentence.
I rarely ever use it. I guess I might use queer. I'd never use that term. It's not one I use often.
Well, just use it in a sentence.
He's a queer.
Okay. So he uses a noun.
Yeah.
Alright. If a man's very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so...
arrogant.
Okay.
Pompous.
Okay. Anything else? How about don't be so blank in your ways?
Set in your ways.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you might say he's mighty.
High strung.
Okay. Anything else?
Sensitive.
Okay. If somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully...
aggressive, high-tempered.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I don't know, in this case, I'm just talking about here. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
upset.
Okay.
Angry.
Okay.
Pissed off.
Okay. More?
Irate.
All right. If he's of bad temper all the time, he's...
He's bitter.
Okay. If he's just a bad-tempered man all the time, you can say he's a...
prick.
Okay. Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper, and you tell him, just...
calm down.
All right.
Hold on.
All right. Still using...
Take it easy.
Okay. Still using calm, you might say, just...
calm down.
All right. Would you ever say, If I take this pen and I decide I'm going to put it in my pocket, take it home with me, that means I'm going to do what?
Pocket it.
Or?
Keep it down.
All right, now using keep and calm.
Keep yourself together.
Okay, would you ever say keep?
Keep it together?
Or just, we were talking about here back in the same way. Someone's about to lose his temper, you tell them just keep.
Try.
Okay, would you ever say just keep calm?
No, I'd say calm down.
Okay, okay. I knew you'd say that's what you said before. Okay, I just wanted to...
Yeah. Right.
Okay, if you've been working very hard, like now, and you say you're very...
tired.
Okay, other words?
Bored.
Okay, other words?
Sick of it.
Okay, more?
Can't take anymore.
Okay, as soon as this reel runs out, we can stop.
Yeah, I think I'm in the mood to go on if I can do it.
Do you want to go on?
Yeah, get all done. At least one more, if I can get one more there. I only have one more left. Hopefully.
Sure. I think one more probably, I'm sure, well, I'm pretty certain it'd do it. Maybe. Depends off, let's see what we can go. Okay.
Usually if it's
do you ever use, you said worn out, didn't you? Or did you?
Yeah, I've been worn out. Burnt out.
Okay. All right. Using that term, you say, I'm completely...
worn out.
All right, if a person has been quite well and you hear that they suddenly have some disease, like some terminal disease, you say, last night she had to go to the hospital, but you say, last night she...